This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking the fast, if you will, the DJV program. Good way for you to start the day if that's what you do. This program is on early in the morning on some stations, morning drive on others, mid-morning on others, and sometimes, like in Guam, it's on at night. It's good for what ails you at whatever time you listen to it, because pretty much an upbeat overview of what's going on in the world. I hope that you find it that way. Every once in a while, we trip and fall, but for the most part, it's A-OK. The fact that I'm just looking at something that happened locally, and I happen to know this store. Yesterday, somebody bought a $1 million lotto ticket. The guy went in to buy a bottle of orange juice. He picked up a scratch ticket, and he scratched it, and, oh, look at this. And it's sort of the randomness of what the day may be about. You don't know how your day is going to go. You know what's going to happen to you today. So think as you get started how fortunate you are to have the job that you do. Hopefully it's a good one, gives you pleasure, it pays you well enough, and your family, your circumstances, whatever they are, you're driving a car that you like, whatever it is, give thanks for what you have, and you just anticipate the day is going to be great. And even if you're not feeling well, yeah, you can turn things around. I was looking yesterday. Victoria and I were going back and forth, Jennifer, on the phone. I'm on the phone about
something. You know how it thrills me when people call me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So
I always, well, when I call Victoria, and it's usually about something fun, I'm like,
she starts
so
with an apology.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry I'm calling because I'm just driving
apologize.
And I didn't want to kill myself text messaging.
No,
it is
I don't,
funny. She's
I don't
like, I'm
apologize.
So sorry to be calling you. I'm like, it's okay. But I do tend to answer the phone like, uh-oh, what happened? Like if Jen's calling me or if Doug calls me,
but you know it's
what's
me
wrong?
Now. Like by now I'm like
yes.
calling for some usually
right.
fun reason.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
So the conversation, as objectionable as it seems to have been for Victoria, was about, we were talking, because I asked her advice, she and Bob Kay, who's my all-around everything, the guy who fixes all of my problems, has been with me, and I've been with him for 40, almost 50 years of friendship and working together. Anyway, so we're discussing phones, and Bob rats out on this because he has a, what do they call, the analog phone. He doesn't have an iPhone.
Android. Analog would be
analog.
You know, very different.
He's got a Campbell's soup can with a really nice spray
right.
in it.
Exactly.
He has Mabel on the other end of his line.
Anyway, so I go into the store, into the Verizon store, and I'm looking at this guy. Looks very unhappy to see me. And so I said, "You having a bad day?" to this guy, and he looks at me and he kind of growls.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, but he comes around, and he's really actually quite a good kid. So we look at all the possibilities. Do I want a 12? Do I want a 13? And I'm just telling you this story because there are probably thousands of people listening to me right now who have gone through this very same thing. How do you do it?
I can't imagine. Like, I always just go in and go, okay, what's your newest iPhone?
Most people do. They just go in and whatever Verizon or Apple throws at them, that's what they take.
Because
so
they
I'm not
punish
like
people
that.
Like, I know, but they're going to punish you. Like, at some point, the phone's not going to work or the updates aren't going to come. I mean, they punish people who don't upgrade their phone like little sheep. So might as well just join the herd.
Well, as it turns out, I discovered I had already, because I have a business plan, and the people on the farm are a part of the plan, and Donald, who is the equivalent on the farm of Bob on the radio, has an SE. And I didn't know when we got the phone in 2016 that it was an SE. But a phone from 2016 that's still in use is an anomaly. The one I have, the iPhone, what is it, a 6? No, it's an 8 that I have, is now worthless. It doesn't work at all, pretty much. I can barely do anything on it. And I got that in 2018. So this guy says, well, you're eligible for an upgrade here and there, which means all that means is you paid for it. The old phone's gone, so let's buy a new one. Anyway, So I looked at two or three different kinds of phones, and I don't like the big ones because they don't fit in my pocket and fit my hand. I want the small screen. Anyway, so I looked at the SE. I said, tell me about this. Why do I want to have it? And he said, well, what do you use it for? And I said, pretty simple stuff. He said, well, you don't need the complication of the 13. I said, everything I've heard about the 13 makes me want to run away from it. And so we decided on the 13.
You know,
SE.
I say it's the best iPhone of all time, and I love it.
You spent all afternoon yesterday telling me that it was the best. I'm just trying to give people a primer on how to do this or how not to do it. And maybe if I give you my experiences, because I'm not an expert in this field, and I don't want to be. I just want to use it as a utility. I'm not tethered to my iPhone, and people send me, oh, I called you 20 minutes ago. So I don't have my phone with me. I'm married to the damn thing. And so under the circumstances, the most utilitarian for my needs, I have an iPhone and I have a flip phone. The flip phone I use to make my calls on, the iPhone I use for data, information, things that I need if I don't have, not in my studio or in my office, or I don't have my iPad out. So anyway, it came around to the SE, and so I said, great, let's get, I'll buy, you got one right now? I'll take it with me. Well, he looks in the storeroom, nope, can't find it. I said, well, could you find one at a store nearby? Okay, looks online, nope, can't find one anywhere. So then I said, okay, well, maybe I'll, he said, but I got one here that the guy hasn't called back for. Maybe you can have that. So I went outside and I called Bob. And I said, can you look around and see if you can find one of these SEs? I'd never heard of it. I didn't remember Donald had one. So he goes to every Best Buy in Massachusetts. No SEs anywhere. And we generally found that there were none to be had. So I'm thinking to myself, either this is a really popular phone or it's a piece of crap and nobody's buying it, so they're not going to make it anymore. Because apparently they stopped making them for a while. Now they're making them again because they are popular. They're utilitarian. They have the button on them. Victoria can't imagine, Jennifer, why I want to have a phone that has a button
on it. Outdated tech.
Oh,
like
my
saying,
God.
I just want my abacus. I don't want the calculator. I mean, it's like...
I would never say that.
Yeah. No.
I don't know why
he's
so
attached to it. I get you want simplicity, but you also have to realize big companies like Apple, they do want to punish you. So when you don't upgrade as quickly as they want you to, they build in these little poison pills that make things blow up on you, which is why I just don't want to give in, because...
Well, I don't like giving in. You know me.
I know.
I'd rather complain. So I was at first going to get a refurbished one.
Says the guy who's got 74 vaccines.
You're right. I think I want a 15th shot.
Anyway.
You know, I save money on electricity in the house because I just glow at night.
Right. I'm all set now. Anyway, I just for the purposes of people who are looking to get frustrated with this, I think probably Jennifer's overview of this is the applicable one, not mine. Just take what they give you and go away. But I'm not. That's not my personality. So, Victoria.
Well, get a droid. I mean, that's just how I would say.
I had a droid
keep up
before.
With the technology.
Bob got me a droid, and I didn't like it. It wasn't intuitive. At least the iPhone, the iPad, they all kind of, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
With the droids, I didn't find it easy to figure it out at all. So now I have an SE that I found online at some. What was the name of the company we found it on, Victoria?
No, you bought a brand new one.
Gazelle, yeah, but I bought it at some on some site. You sent me
Apple.com. It's getting Doug a jitterbug.
What's that?
What's a jitterbug?
You don't watch. Obviously, you don't watch a lot of cable news.
No,
but it's a phone that's like specifically made for old people.
Thank you. Yeah, there we go.
Look it up. You would actually love it. I think. I think you would like it.
Today we
sort
seem
of
to
like
be
embracing your senior discount. You don't want to, but you kind of like it once you have it.
Yeah, right. Oh, my phone, and I can't get up. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we're doing football this week a lot more than we usually do. Phil McGee, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, was bemoaning the fact that the Washington football team may now be called the Commanders. So, Phil, what were some of the other names that were put up? I know the Senators came back up, or the Washington football team, or stuff like that. But why does it look like it's going to the Commander? You're right. It does seem like a wimpy name. I think the septic sewer, what'd you call him, Jennifer?
They call them the swamp creatures.
The swamp creatures. That's a good
name.
They'd
be perfect.
Yeah. All right, so, Phil, what are the other...
How about the IRS agents? That strikes scaring people.
Yeah, the Washington IRSers. So, what's the local lore there as far as the commanders are concerned, or any of the names?
Oh, apparently Joe Theismann kind of leaked it in an interview the other day, but this is the fourth or fifth time that someone has mentioned a name thinking in an interview saying, or at least implicating, that that's what the name is going to be. But they had, I didn't like any of the choices. They had the Red Wolves, the Red Hogs.
That's wimpy.
You know, and the commanders just sound awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound
like
Where did
the Red Hogs come from?
Because in the 70s, their front line, their offensive line was called the Hogs.
Mm. Yeah. But the Redskins, I can see why somebody in this day and age would be kind of worked up about that. The Washington football team.
Why don't they go by the Washington all color skins?
Yeah, right. All inclusive.
All inclusive.
The Washington inclusive
skins.
Yeah, right.
Neutral. The Washington neutrals.
The Washington neutrals.
How about the woke mob? I like that. That'd be good.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one, yeah. Free condoms available at the Beijing Olympics for those of you who are going. Organizers,
isn't it?
Nobody's going. Yeah, it is. It's always they always have free condoms.
Where are those? Where are they made?
Probably in China, so they probably don't work. Yeah. Probably leak.
They've got like spy equipment in them.
Yeah, right. be spying on that stuff. Anyway, the athletes are not. There's nobody over there who's happy about what's going on.
I don't think anybody's excited. Yeah.
No. So if they're giving condoms, which can't hug anybody according to the rules, can't even shake anybody's hands, but you can get a condom because obviously that's more important. And it is the tradition of the Olympics. These young athletes, they meet each other and bingo bango. That's it.
No hugging, no shaking. Just get to be right.
Just go.
And when I saw this, I was like, is this like, you know, I made a comment off the air yesterday. Doug didn't know what I meant. And I was like, well, Phil, you can explain it to him. Because I was like, well, are you just supposed to, like, do it, like, glory hole style? And then Doug goes, what's a glory hole? I'm like, I'm not explaining that.
I'm glad you don't know, Dougie. That's good news.
Well, anyway, the beds at the Olympics are not made up. They're apparently made of cardboard.
Well, the Tokyo Olympics were made of cardboard.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, ridiculous.
All right. More... break. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour, weird things happen as you get into the focus here with social media and people. Put them together, and what do you have? You have a lot of people in the rumor department saying Adele is not going to do her residency at Caesar's Palace. So one would wonder what was the reason for this. Why
like
did
at
she
all?
Yeah, Gonzo.
Okay, so then maybe the rumors are true. So remember, there was a whole thing, and I'm not sure if we talked about it here or if we talked about it, you know, on or off the air, but there was a rumor going around about Adele that she actually didn't like the way the show looked and that it was
not true.
COVID, instead that it was like a swimming pool thing and that it was supposed to elevate her at the end and that she didn't like the way it looked. So maybe she went all diva and just like not to do it at all.
This started on Dumois because, you know, I love Dumois. That's my favorite Instagram gossip site. And there were people writing in anonymously saying it's not COVID. She's being really difficult and she's changing everything like constantly. So the set designer, that, and it's a woman she's worked with before, but apparently they just couldn't. I don't know. They just couldn't get it right. She said the pool that was supposed to float above the stage, I guess she called it a baggy old pond. It didn't look right. And then she wanted to bring in a 60-person choir just to sing on Skyfall. And I guess that wasn't working. And then she didn't like that the band was too far back on the stage. There's a lot of stuff. And so now, essentially, they just are, they're tearing everything down that they've built. And so they said that there might be a chance that she could be moved over to the Park MGM or Resorts World, but I don't think Caesars is going to deal with it anymore. They've already booked Keith Urban in for a bunch of those dates, so
they're like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, so Keith Urban's like, well, all right, so my fans get to
benefit. I'll take the cash. Yeah, right, exactly. So under the circumstances,
I mean, this is $150 million
they
put
say.
Into this.
Yeah. These stages, I mean, I've seen Britney, and I have seen Backstreet Boys. And these residency shows are no joke. I mean, they are really cool to see. Whether I would encourage, even if you don't like, if you don't think the artist is someone that you like, if you have an opportunity to go to one of these shows, they do a really good job because they really have like costumes and lighting and effects and all that stuff, and it's neat. So they're a big deal, and I don't know if you just walk away from one if you're Adele. That they've got to put millions of dollars into the show to make it
go.
So
who pays for that up front? She's not paying for it. It's got to be the Caesars.
Yeah, Caesars Palace put up $150 million. That's what they allotted for this because that's how profitable they thought it would be to have her there, which they were probably right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apparently the only dates open now would be this fall. It could be like October, November. So fans are still hanging on to tickets, and they don't know
what's
going to
happen. Yeah, I was going to say, what happens to the tickets?
You can
People
hang on to them.
For this.
Yeah, just hang on to them because no one knows what's going to happen yet.
As a fan, what I would appreciate more from Adele is saying, you know what, I like to deliver perfection for my fans when they spend their hard-earned money to come to my shows. And so we want to get this right, and we're struggling to get this right, and we will, and we'll keep you posted on a reschedule. Instead of crying about COVID.
All right, so has she gone
so
Hollywood?
Crazy.
She seemed to be the average girl next door, but all the attention from Oprah and the big show and a whole night on CBS... Could it be getting to her head, going to her head? One would wonder. I hope that's
I think
not
that
the case.
She has a lot of stage anxiety still, and I think that that's
she
kind of playing out bit. So, but she's going to be on the Brit Awards in London next week, and she'll be on Graham Norton, too.
All right. Holy good thought for Adele. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last week, news broke Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was retiring, but the news didn't come from the court or Breyer himself. One day later, Breyer joined President Biden at the White House to officially announce his retirement.
The people have come to accept this Constitution, and they've come to accept the importance of a rule of law.
It's now being reported White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain reportedly shared the news with a number of Democrat senators on Capitol Hill, eventually making its way to the media. The office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Biden is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans by making immigration a public policy rather than a public safety argument. So says Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor on Newsmax TV last night, calling the situation crazy.
Well, so it has been crazy, really. We went down to the border last week, 13 attorneys general, and to see that our president really is making this a public policy argument instead of a public safety argument. Clearly, this is a national security crisis, and the President of the United States is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans, including those of us close to the border, like in Oklahoma.
The President continues to believe root causes are the reason for illegal immigration.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in the desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
Well, it's great in theory, but the fact is Texans, Oklahomans, people all across the country are dying because of the drugs that are coming across. And when they talk about compassion, that is not compassion. So it's great that the president wants to deal with why, but we're not going to be able to fix those countries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four at the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today. I've been successful at a lot of things, and I think Victoria has been, Jennifer has been, and you probably have been. Do you give yourself credit? There are a lot of people who start something and they quit because they don't like the challenge, it's too much work. And I find that more to be the case with people your age, ladies, than people my age. And I don't, maybe it's not an age thing, but I find that people who have, there are a lot of folks, though on the other side of the coin, who would work for a company for 40, I've heard people say, I've been working there for 45 years. Yeah, did you like it? No, didn't like it at all, but it was a job. Today, people who don't like their job leave and go somewhere else. And there's an interesting, if you look at the comparison and contrasting the number of people who, and maybe that's part of the problem today with workers. You know, you see all of this every day in the papers and looking online and stuff, you see this person quit, that person quit. We need this. I went by a, what is it? It wasn't a restaurant. It was some kind of food service company. And they were like a huge sign out front screaming for help. Signing bonus, $3,000, $30 an hour, when that job 2 years ago wouldn't have paid $14 an hour. And so when you look around at what's going on, especially in the service world, there are people who are complaining that workers who are in retail, for example, people who work in restaurants, the, quote, unpredictability of their work schedules. Well, that's what you sign on for. People who are, we've talked a lot about football, the people in the stands that are selling at the games or at events. Yeah, that's part of the service worker world. And there are many people who like that because they get big tips. So they have to work at a different time. So what are we supposed to do? Is everybody supposed to work from 9 to 5? Is that it? I don't know. Things don't function that way. Stuff works around the clock. Anyway, there's a survey out of 100,000 workers around the country at the big retail chains, and they're upset apparently about unstable work schedules. And those who are part of this movement say, oh, this is terrible. It harms our health and our well-being and the well-being of our children. So what do you... Get a job that's 9 to 5. What do you expect? You're going to have these companies change because you don't like the hours? That's what I hear this from a lot of people. Well, I don't like the hours. Okay, so go get a job somewhere that has the hours that you like. Nobody's forcing you. It's like these people who are complaining think they're being forced into it. You have a choice. Get a job there and accept the better pay and working a different schedule, or go get a 9 to 5 job. There's so many people whining about so much stuff today. I find it appalling, frankly. Everybody's screaming. How do people survive? That's what I don't get. If you don't have a job, there are people who just say, okay, I quit. I'm going somewhere else. So, do they have another job? No, but they'll find one or they'll collect. Yeah, that's what I hear that. Huh?
Collect for a while. Learn to live on less, maybe.
Yeah, but it just is, in our business especially, this is an around-the-clock service, and people have to work at strange and weird hours, but that's what you sign on. You want to be in the business? That's what you do. You don't want to be in the business? Go flip hamburgers from 9 to 5 at McDonald's, or work in some other place. Find an office job that you're suited to, or are you suited to it? What's your priority? I guess that's the question in looking at all of this stuff. What is the priority that people have, and maybe everybody is different. Some people want security. Some people want to make a lot of money. Some people don't care. They don't like to work, and they want to party all the time. I don't know. But that's, I guess, I was thinking about people sticking with the tradition in my world is that you stick to a job like a stamp as long as you can do okay. But I remember the other side of it. My father used to tell me that I should be satisfied with what I have. I've never in my life been satisfied with what I had, and perhaps that's what brought me to where I am. But everybody's different, you see. That's the other side of it. We're all, depending on your astrological chart, and people say, oh, here he goes again. Yeah, but I think it very much applies to my world. I think if you know more about the people that you are either loving or you're working with or however you want to, you know, how you want to describe the relationship, if you know more about those people, then you can get along with them better. And I think the same is true about a job. The more you know about the job before you go into it, the better it is. I think it's unfair. You know, we were talking about this, the fellow who was basically the owner, the black guy that the owners of the football teams brought out because they have to look at a black guy for a job. The NFL requires it, so they bring guys in they have no intention of hiring. And
that's just so disrespectful.
It really is. I mean, I think the whole thing is disrespectful, yeah. Victoria. You go work for somebody for a little while and you get trained and then you just leave. I think that's
But think about the NFL for a second. They're doing that is intentionally, it's intentionally harming people, wasting people's time, mm-hmm. and hurting people's energy because they're making people check boxes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and this, I think that's what insults me so much when they say, well, we need a woman to fill this position. I want a woman to fill the position. I want it to be the best
possible. I want a black woman on the Supreme Court.
I agree with that. That's long overdue. Long overdue.
But so, is the most capable black woman around? Why? I go back to what I said before about I would be insulted if I was chosen for a job because I'm the only black woman around. I wouldn't, am I the most qualified? Well, you're the most qualified.
I think it's
black
more insulting
woman.
To just overlook black women all
no
this
question.
Time.
No question.
I'd be pretty insulted if you were picked as a black woman, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
If you're the only black woman around, we have problems.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. The Beijing Olympics, apparently, here we go again with the cyber threats. Every time we turn around, there's another reason not to watch the Olympics or not to be at the Olympics. And now the FBI says that you better be careful because there are going to be a lot of malicious people who are going to try to interfere with the Olympic Games through all kinds of cyber activities. So what would be an example of the things that they might try to pull? We're talking about the Chinese and Chinese government, right? Or are we just talking about whoever may show
up? No, it's just the cyber criminals in general. What happens whenever you have like these large scale events where everyone's, you know, using the same Wi-Fi system, if they're in, let's say you're in Olympic Village and you know, whether you brought a burner phone or you brought your own phone, everybody's signing on to use Wi-Fi, that Wi-Fi could easily be hacked. And so that's really the main issue is stealing of data, mass transit, hotel networks hotels, you sign on for the Wi-Fi. In most cases, it's not secure. You're on mass transit. You know, you're using all kinds of ticketing services. It's just, there's a whole, in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, they had 450 million attempts at cyber-related incidents. And literally none of them were successful, thank God, mm-hmm. but because they had a lot of measures in place. But these types of attacks, you know, it goes into email and there's malware and then there's just fake websites and streaming services and that look like, you know, they're Olympic, official Olympic provided, you know, streaming services. And so all this stuff is just so easy. It's rife with all kinds of criminals. So it's not any different this year. It might be worse because, you know, yesterday we touched on the journalists being, I think it was 70-something percent of the journalists reported back to the Foreign Press Association that the standards that they were facing in Beijing were, you know, subpar in terms of, you know, like everything. And the problem is the problem is if any of them step out of line, and if any of them report something that they're not supposed to report, and obviously we know the Chinese government is going to know everything that gets reported, the danger is that they can actually, by Chinese law, they can hold you there. So if they decide to throw a lawsuit at you, you have to stay in the country until the lawsuit is settled. So there's a chance that foreign journalists could end up being trapped in China, and there's really not a whole lot that any other countries can do about it.
Right. What a wonderful country.
I know.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. Well, to go back, we were talking earlier about me getting a new iPhone and thinking about all of the things I was, one of the things I was talking to the fellow about was security, how secure are these phones, and it has nothing to do with the phone, actually. It has to do, or does it, with a SIM card, does it have to do with what you're using to access the information, i.e., or whether it's a secure connection or insecure. And just as a quick aside, when you go to a hotel and you get a card that they give you to get into the room, the worst thing you can do is leave that card around or give it back to the people at the desk. I always throw mine into a rubbish barrel someplace at the airport.
Is that really true, though?
There's all kinds of data from your, supposedly, when you use your credit card, they collect whatever data they can from the credit card. And it's I don't figure it's worth the risk. So I take the cards and, as I said, I just throw them in a rubbish barrel at the airport. when I'm leaving.
I mean, I've heard that, but a lot of hotels have said that there's actually nothing stored on that card.
What do you expect them to say?
Code. No, but I mean, like, tech reporters have done, like, investigations, and they've gone and stayed at hotels and hacked into it and stuff. I mean, there really isn't. The card itself, it doesn't even have, there's no memory on it. It's just a magnetic, you know, the chip in it just opens the
door. Do you know that for a fact, or somebody told you that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've read a lot of exposés where tech reporters have gone undercover to see if that is actually a myth or not. And you would have to have a very sophisticated card that they wouldn't let you just toss out if it was going to have all of your data on it, which it
maybe
doesn't.
Maybe this is just me ranting and raving about technology. But one of the things that really turned me off to the iPhone 12, and I said this to you on the phone, was the fact that when you look at it and it gets you have facial recognition. So your Face ID unlocks the phone.
Yeah, it's a lot more secure than your fingerprint.
Well,
that's spooky.
It is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, it's not, and you don't have to use it. You can turn it off.
Yeah, anyway. You
know, I said to him yesterday, Jen, he spent hundreds of dollars buying, I go, congratulations on buying a brand new old phone. Yeah, I mean, he bought the last phone that has a home button, which it is, you know, if anything goes wrong with this one, with your new SE, there's no more home button. You're going to have to just learn to take your finger and swipe.
And it's hard,
it's not
but you'll
hard.
Do it.
Yeah.
Homeboy
not
likes
hard.
Home button. My pal Mike McVeigh just sent me a note and said he's got an SE and he loves it.
Sherlock Holmes, is that the homeboy you're referring to?
Probably not.
I did not rat you out to your children about that one, but I'm sitting on it.
You didn't?
No.
I'm sitting on it.
Megan will get a kick out of it. You talk to her.
I will tell Megan. By the way, Megan, and this is what happened. Yeah, so by the way, so this is what happened. At some point, Doug said, oh, well, you know, when you say homeboy, that's from Sherlock Holmes. And I was, I don't think I've ever laughed harder. When you say
like
Holmes,
that.
It's from Sherlock.
Certainly glad I give you a reason
just
to
just like
chuckle.
That, Sherlock.
That's my job.
Exactly.
47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-275-4021. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-4021 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-275-4021 to see if you qualify. That's 800-275-4021.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Miss Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get help. Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 53 after the hour, time for a visit from our favorite pet expert, one of my favorite human beings. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. I was looking at a lot of the overview. There still are a lot of people rehashing Betty White's life. And what comes up consistently, Warren, over and over and over again, is the fact that animal companionship was so critical for her. She loved her pets, and pets, as you have talked about in many certain, you know, there's different circumstances of this conversation, are great for your hormone levels, right? I'm talking about oxytocin and the things that are an important part of your body to resist infection. Having a pet keeps you well physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm a great believer in that, frankly, and this just underscores the life and times of Betty White just sort of underscored all of that one more time. So much love. I know how, and I can feel it with you when you talk about the dog. All of us who do Victoria, Jennifer just got a new cat who's kind of a pain in the you-know-what, but she seems to be
she's a cute
dangerous
little kitten. She's spunky.
Yeah. Okay, whatever it is. So
Jen's not here to defend her, so no. I will.
Or the
cat. I was just going to say that cats take on the personality of the people they live with. Thank God she's not there.
Yeah. Well, what about dogs, though? Do we take on the personality of our dog, or does the dog take on the personality of the person that owns it?
No doubt about it. I've done more, you know, with so many of the animals I've trained, you know, whether it be for the Marbus celebrity. Let me give you a perfect example. I'm going to drop a name here. Lily Tomlin, a good friend. I trained Lily's dog, many dogs for Lily. In fact, I trained a goat for Lily Tomlin as well.
Really?
Anyway, the bottom line is, when I first met her dog, Tess, which is a Norwich Terrier, she flew me out to L.A., and it's a beautiful pink house. It was just an interesting experience for a Long Island kid. Anyway, the bottom line is that I started watching Tess, the dog. I was looking at it and watching it, and I realized that this dog had multiple personalities. It was like working with Sybil. Remember the movie Sybil?
Oh, yeah.
The dog had a lot of different personalities. So I'm trying to figure out now is why? Then watching Lily and becoming close to her, I realized Lily practices 5 to 6 different personalities every day. You know, she's Ernestine 1 minute, and she was this one the other minute, and that one the other minute. So the dog picked up on that and really picked up on all the different personalities that Lily had. So it was kind of interesting. Yeah, and I'm a firm believer that I can spend 5 minutes with Victoria's dog. I can spend 5 minutes with your dog or Jennifer's cat. And I'm not psychic. I'm not Kreskin, who's, by the way, a good friend also. But I can literally tell more about you than you would want me to know just by spending time with your pet.
That would be hilarious. Says something.
I would love. That should be a TV show where you go in and you assess the pets and then tell the parents what's wrong with them.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I pick up on people, you know, well, we never argue with each other. Then when you raise your voice, why is the dog walking away? You know, it's different things you can pick up on. Just the personality. If you're with an upbeat Rodney Dangerfield's dog, the funniest dog I ever worked with. No doubt about it.
Did he always complain he got no respect?
I tell you the funniest, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I will. The funniest line I ever heard from Roddy Dangerfield was when he said to me, "Warren, talk about no respect. My dog closes his eyes before he humps my leg." That was by far the funniest line I ever heard from Roddy Dangerfield. It's absolutely true that people do have the personalities of their pet. And that's what makes dogs neurotic sometimes. You know, one person says jump up, another person says get down, one person says this, another person says that, the kids say this, grandma comes over. So they confuse. Continuity. Dogs learn by continuity. If you are consistent, you can establish anything with your pet.
Funny how, you know, given Daisy's background, coming from a puppy mill and not knowing really what life was like there, I know enough to be really sad about it or angry about where she was living and how she was living before she came to live with me. But when I get, like yesterday, I was having a phone conversation with somebody and got pretty heated and animated, and Daisy jumped from the front seat of the truck to the back seat of the truck, and I could tell by looking at her face. That I, you know,
was that you and me on the phone about the iPhone?
No. No. It was about something. No.
Dogs learn through the associative memory. So anything that they associate with a negative
raising
experience
a voice
in their life, they go raising a voice. Yeah. It could be a loud noise. My dogs are afraid. Well, not anymore, but they were afraid of water because they were squirted with hoses all the time to keep all the dogs quiet.
Yeah.
At the shelter, at a city shelter. So I had to kind of reintroduce them to water in a positive way. So, yeah, they learn through association. And it breaks your heart, even if you have a dog for 5, 6 years. Every once in a while, you'll notice that they picked up on something around them they associate with something negative in the past.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I don't want to, and I feel terrible. And I bring her up and have her sit in my lap, or I'll kiss her, or she'll look at me, you know, with those eyes. And so hopefully they get that there's a different vibe then. I think they do. I think they're pretty perceptive, actually. Maybe in some cases more perceptive than humans. All right, Warren. You're my forever pal, thepetshow.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.